Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They are celebrating here in Indianapolis. The Pacers' dream of their first NBA title very much alive. They're two wins away from a championship.
Pops is in the house. What's the celebration going to be like with him?
I'm going to go say what up. And he going to go home. He out of pocket for them jeans. But you know, other than that, it's good to see him out here.
Tyrese, congratulations. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio. 670 the score. Pops was wearing the jeans.
Pops was wearing something. I don't know what that fashion statement was, except for, crazy. Tyrese Halliburton, good Midwestern kid, starring in a Midwestern scene. Last night was one of his best moments, and he's had many in this postseason. That was just another one.
He's from Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Yes, he is, by gosh.
Isn't that crazy? And his dad wears those jeans, right? Those are Oshkosh by gosh jeans.
Oshkosh by gosh. Maybe.
No, I just wanted to say
Pride of Iowa State.
Iowa State.
Now he is Indiana's
12th overall selection.
Yeah, really a guy who you can get. It proves that you can get a guy at number 12 that's going to be a difference maker. I think that's what you want to take away if you're the Bulls.
That's what you're desperate for.
You're desperate to take away. But last night, it was Tyrese Halliburton coming within one rebound of a triple-double, hitting 4 of 8 threes and leading and willing the Pacers to a victory, 116-107. Mully, 80% of the time, the team that wins game three wins the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
That, to me, was more than I thought. I didn't realize that was such a pivotal game three. I thought we reserved the word pivotal for game fives.
The Pacers won the world title yesterday.
No, they didn't.
80% chance.
80%. That means 20% chance that it still could be the Thunder. I'm not able. I don't want to discount the Thunder's ability to come back because I think that would be naive. And you don't want to take anything for granted if you're a Pacer fan.
I'm not sure that I believed after they won game one that the Pacers would ever lead again in the series.
I didn't think so. I had my doubts.
You said
still five games it would take.
I thought it would take five.
You thought they'd win four in a row, the Thunder.
I did, but I mean, okay, I'm willing to learn. Teach me. I do think they have a coaching advantage. And I do think that, when you said the change of venue, that is huge. I think that there are reserve players that will play better at home and not be able to do anything on the road. That's just the nature of the NBA.
That is the nature of the NBA. Doesn't that surprise you a little bit? Because they are professionals, but it's still undeniable.
It surprised me how well they played at home. I mean, I just thought OKC, and they honestly, they were in control of the game. They weren't getting away or anything. It wasn't like they were separating very much, but they were winning the game right up to the point where they weren't anymore, and that was the end of that.
Big reason why you give credit to Haliburton and Siakam, certainly they are the stars, but last night was the story about the bench. Two guys coming off the bench, Benedict Mathurin, 27 points, led the Pacers in scoring. Mully, it was the most for a backup or a reserve bench player in an NBA Finals since Jason Terry in 2011.
That's crazy.
It's a long time. And then TJ McConnell. But he did a pretty good Jimmy Chitwood imitation. Five steals. He out Caruso'd Alex Caruso. He was the guy who was the difference maker.
Well, that, I mean, they had 19 turnovers, which they don't do. That was the most shocking statistic. They turned the ball over quite a bit. And they sent, they just sent bodies at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I mean, how many different people took a turn defending him?
I can think of three.
That's a lot.
But I think it probably was more. Rick Carlisle was very resourceful in that way. And I think the Pacers did what they needed to do to kind of address the Thunder's best player, the MVP, certainly.
Yep.
But it was the bench. 49-18, the Pacers bench outscored Oklahoma City reserves. And that was the difference. The Pacers have now avoided back-to-back losses since the last time that happened was March 8th and 10th.
But OKC has been down 2-1 before, haven't they, in a series in these playoffs? So I don't think that they're going to necessarily panic or fall apart. But, man, this next game.
Here's what I like. The next game, Friday night. Because they don't have to wait 2 days if the Thunder are reeling from this or physically exhausted. Because the Pacers are the more physical team. And that probably benefits the more physical team.
The more veteran team.
Friday night is D-Day. Friday night is D-Day. That's their season.
Yeah.
If they get down 3-1, they're not going to win this series. Now, if they get it to 2-2, they go back to being the favorite. But Friday night is their game.
I believe Friday night is exactly 1 week from D-Day, right?
Yes.
So he's right, but he's not correct.
Mm-hmm. The series is on the line from their perspective, because I would agree with Charles Barkley on this. If the Pacers get to three victories, it's hard to imagine them losing in that building again with the chance to close it out and celebrate an NBA title in downtown Indy. Goodness sakes.
How about Charles? Isn't that great that he moves to NBA TV and you can still hear his commentary and hear him talk before and after NBA games? I wish the inside the NBA guys were still doing their thing. I get it. You know,
they're still coming back. They're going to do the show.
Oh, I know they're going to do it. But I'm saying
it was quite a funeral last week. But I think that they're still doing the show.
Well, but I'm saying I wish they would just do it. That way, the game ends, and then you can cut to some ESPN studio. I could care less, but I would turn the channel and watch the Inside the NBA show. That'd be great on TNT.
It would be great. Yeah,
I love those guys. Don't get me emotional.
Gosh, I know. Like, they are actually going to return.
I know.
The show's going to be back. It was quite the send-off.
Won't be as good.
All of the tributes were very teary-eyed and wistful.
The good thing, though, if the finals, I'm pretty sure it's going to be on ABC, ESPN next year. Hopefully, they already said they're going to have the pregame. So you'll probably have Charles
good
and all
deal.
Those guys doing
good
the thing.
Deal.
Yeah, a lot of people are tearing into the ESPN coverage. A lot of people don't care for... I saw the halftime show was criticized. It just feels like...
Every aspect is criticized because people are reacting to the loss of the...
That's all it
inside
is.
The NBA. Yes. And they're concerned about change and all that stuff.
We fear change.
Yeah, I know.
We as humans.
Okay.
So the big story in the NBA, and it's not the biggest story. Obviously, the finals are the biggest story, and they probably deserve more viewership than you're getting. But I would say that the Knicks thing, you know, the Knicks get eliminated by the Pacers and then fire Tom Thibodeau. Wait a couple days and then fire Tibbs. And then I thought when they did that, David, that they were they're going to hire Mike Malone. That is, you know, he shouldn't have been fired out of Denver. He's a good coach. They'll just, you know, that'll be, you know, done and dusted by the end of the day or in a couple of days, whatever it was. And I don't even know if they've contacted him, but they've contacted everybody. They're talking to half the teams in the league, and that's an exaggeration.
It is an exaggeration, but they have been aggressive. Yes. They sought permission from Dallas for Jason Kidd.
That's right.
And they were rejected. They have sought permission to speak to Ime Udoka from the Rockets, and I think they were denied. Chris Finch from the Timberwolves, they were denied. And, of course, here in Chicago, Billy Donovan was requested by the Knicks. They wanted to interview him, and they were denied. So the Bulls shut down any kind of overture from New York, and I understand why. The Knicks now are, you know, left. They also got a big fat no from Jay Wright, I believe. Jay Wright said no. I'm happy wearing these tailored suits on CBS. No, thank you.
You know, Atlanta denied them permission to talk to Quinn Snyder. I'm just saying, it's almost absurd.
No, it is absurd. Not almost absurd. It's absurd. It's desperate. It's needy, and it's ridiculous.
And the Bulls denied them the right to talk to Billy Donovan, and we were kind of talking about that earlier, and I don't know what that conversation is like. I don't know if they just call up and they get AK and they're like, hey, you know, we're wondering if we could have it. You know, does that conversation include, well, what would you give us if you were to sign? See, here's the thing. If it gets to a point where you say, yes, Bill, you have permission, then that means Billy's out the door.
Well, he's out the door probably.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
So do they tell you what they're going to give you?
My sense is no. It probably is a little bit more than a formality. It might be a case of filling out the paperwork with the league to request permission formally to interview a coach. Now, behind the scenes, you know how it works. If there are back channels that you explore to say, well, would you be interested? We'd like to request permission to talk to you. My sense would be that any coach would say, go through the proper channels.
Exactly. But I mean, what I want to know is, did you ever have like even a 3-sentence conversation where you said the following, what would you give us? Will you give us X? We'll do that if you give us so-and-so.
I want a first-round draft pick and a player. Then you can talk to our coach. If you want to hire a coach, would you give me a first-round draft pick and a player?
But does that even happen, or is it just a flat-out
I don't think they probably got that far.
Okay.
I don't think it got that far. But the Knicks would have to be willing to have something to come to the bargaining table with, because you can't just steal somebody's coach without compensation.
No, but
you could if there's a mutual parting and there's a coach that you say wants out anyway, and like Jason Kidd probably is disappointed that the Mavs blocked him because he wants to go. The reports were he was interested in at least talking to the Knicks. A lot of these coaches will use this interest, real or imagined, as a basis for a contract extension.
And they should. Yeah, you know, hey, they want to talk to me? What, are you going to give me 2 more years? Okay.
Yeah. If you're the Bulls, I think that you would ask those questions. And I think it doesn't mean you're
And you can not, do that through back channels.
You could probably.
You can have like the coach's agent or somebody. I mean, you can, and then the guy can go back and say, oh, they might have given permission, but they didn't like what.
Now, we're talking about this as if it would make logical sense to most NBA front offices. This is a front office, remember, the Knicks, led by Jim Dolan. Okay. So any kind of conventional wisdom is it's a flawed assumption.
Any kind of wisdom would go right out the window.
There has been much of that lacking in their decisions postseason. The Knicks got as far as they have gotten in 25 years. They have been as good and consistent as they have in the past 4 years. And Tom Thibodeau got fired anyway.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Tibbs did a hell of a job. obviously something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan now. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
If you fire the coach responsible for your first back-to-back 50-win season since 1993 and 94, you're a fool.
Well,
without a plan,
but
come on.
But you're a fool. But if you had hired Mike Malone like a day later, it'd be like, oh, well, you know, there was a guy available. They weren't just firing him because they're blaming him. They're trying to assign blame. They are actually responsibly saying we didn't use the bench well enough and Mike has a history of doing. They did not. There's none of that going on.
They didn't know if Mike Malone was interested. And certainly he wasn't interested in taking the job or else he would have it by now. So if he's not, then you don't make that move.
You don't wind up with a blindfold on trying to play pin the tail on the donkey.
Now you can't really hire an established coach because if an established coach goes to New York, he's going to know that he was probably 8th, 9th, or 10th on the list.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
How much of a blow? These guys all have giant egos, enormous egos. Imagine the blow to anyone's ego if you're Mike Malone and now you're introduced.
You're behind all these names.
As the next New York Knicks coach after the list of guys who said no or were
ahead of them. Denied permission. Yeah. Well, we couldn't get, let's run down the list again.
So the Bulls keep their guy. Billy Donovan, who I think is the most astute basketball observer in the Bulls organization. He is the best judge of talent, I believe, probably the best basketball mind in the building. I think it's a good thing that they kept him. I do think that it was probably worth exploring what the Knicks might have been willing to give up. Both those things can be true.
Yeah.
Because if you're the Bulls, what are you doing? You still know what you're doing? Well, what is their plan, by the way?
Well, we know their plan.
Okay.
Their plan is extend the timeline.
Extend the timeline, and deepen the bench, accumulate the talent.
And who are they talking to? There's somebody out there that you hear rumors with. Who
RJ Barrett?
RJ Barrett.
RJ Barrett is the one that's been reported. Yeah. Bulls is one of those teams that's interested in that.
I mean, where does he fit exactly? Because he's a wing, he's a guard. I mean, they've got a lot of guys that are wings and guard. I want a big guy.
I mean, he could score. I don't know how good his defense is. It doesn't mesh right with that squad unless you're making other moves. Maybe if you're planning to move, like, say, maybe a Kobe White, then you're like, okay, let me.
If you're moving Kobe White, tell me who's coming in return. Tell me what that deal looks like.
I wonder what can you get for Kobe White now.
What can you get for Kobe White?
So, I mean, and I'm not suggesting this is the case, but let's say that that the second or third pick in the draft, for whatever reason, they're not in love with the player that is assigned to them. And if you give me your pick and Kobe White, you can have that. And I think it would cost a little bit
to move up to third or second.
Second,
it's gonna take
or
more
third.
Than that. Well,
I'm just.
But if you want to move up to second or third, listen, if you want to move up to second or third and you're prepared to give up whatever it is, hypothetically.
Then you should have already lost the season.
Well,
I
would understand that. And I think you could find a way to support that because it would imply that you do have.
That you have a plan.
A plan.
Yes. There's a player that we got to get and we got to move up to do so. So we're going to move up and we're going to use this guy. And I don't suggest they do that. I think Kobe has taken a step forward. And
I think
I don't
he's
going to
be part of your solution. You think
you
the problem
hope.
Is that you can't, you know, you don't have a star, but I think you think that he's going to be here for a while. I don't think he's going to be traded unless it's a big blockbuster deal. And that would qualify as one if you get rid of Kobe White.
I agree.
I think they're going to look at the Pacers example. If, say, the Pacers end up winning the NBA title, it will reinforce their idea that you need a strong bench, good coaching, and a couple guys that qualify as take turns in a starring role.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll be very curious to see what Casey Johnson says about that because we're going to talk to Casey next, and he has – at every turn, whenever we've gotten giddy about, let's do this, why don't we all get together and everyone throw in a few dollars and we're getting get on a bus to Milwaukee.
Did you say Josh Giddey or Giddey as in happy?
Yes, I meant Giddey as in happy.
Okay.
But and KC has kind of been a sober voice of reason. And we're kind of like,
he's a driver with 10 and 2.
Why are you the destroyer of dreams?
Keeping things straight. Running over every dream in the way.
But we'll pick his brain next. We're going to bring in KC Johnson, and he'll get our feet back on the ground and out of the clouds. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KC Johnson.
Kobe White, pull up three over Karis LeVert and nails it.
Chicago Bulls insider from Chicago Sports Network.
I've covered the NBA for a long time.
KC Johnson with Mully and Haw.
Bulls.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. What a delight to welcome in the man himself, KC Johnson, joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. KC, how are you, buddy?
Morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
I mean, there's so much going on. There's so many things to talk to you about. I think we should start with Tibbs and just the idea that they're at a point now where they're just kind of calling teams cold. You know, it's like, hey, what are you doing? How you been? What are you doing in the offseason? Can we talk to your coach? Can we interview your coach? How do those conversations work, KC? Is there like a formal process you go through? Is it all back channel? Do you know if you are the Bulls that they are interested in Billy Donovan, and if they were to get him, you would get this and this? Or is it more theoretical, listen, we got no interest in letting you interview him? I just wonder how you entice the team to allow you to interview your head coach, because they failed at every turn so far.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the Knicks are drawing a lot of heat for the way this coaching search is unfolding, but I personally don't really have that much of a problem with it. I mean, they're the New York Knicks. They're going after big names. They're swinging big. It's like asking the pretty girl out for the prom date, right? I mean, it's like, you know, all you can do is hear no, and that's what they're trying to do. I assume they'll move on to high big name unemployed coaching candidates next. They also could maybe circle back to some of these guys who said no, because I think sometimes there's some wiggle room. My sense is it's the process. If the person's happy in their position, then, you know, obviously, or the owner can just overrule and just say no, that's not happening. But if the person wants to have some wiggle room, maybe it's a discussion internally within that organization. But yeah, it seems like it's a messy process, but that's what happens when you fire a coach of Tom Thibodeau's stature. You're going to go after a big name to try to replace him.
If you're the Bulls and you are kind of stuck, but you are also looking for assets, you value Billy Donovan. I think, as I said earlier this morning, Casey, he is the brightest basketball mind in that building, in your organization. I also think that if you're the Bulls, you might consider a lot of different options. What are the pros and cons of them entertaining that possibility or conversation with the Knicks, and do you think they did at all?
I don't think initially they did, but that's why I said, I mean, things can maybe circle back. Because here's the thing, like, what I would say is with Billy, there's so much respect for Billy throughout the Bulls organization, from ownership down to management, all the way down through the organization. I put out a tweet yesterday that just the way he treats everybody kind of the same. I mean, he's just the same upbeat, positive personality to everybody he comes across. And so that's why he's so highly regarded within the organization. So the amount of respect that is held for Billy Donovan, you know, obviously they not only praise his coaching acumen, but also just how he operates on a daily basis and what that does for their franchise. So initially it was, you know, just a no from an ownership decision. You know, if the Knicks circle back and it's something that Billy's interested in, maybe they have another discussion. But I expect, like I said before, I expect them to move on to bigger name unemployed candidates for now.
I'm just puzzled that they would fire a guy like Tibbs in the way they did without having a plan in place, right? I mean, I just thought Mike Malone's got to be the plan, and there's a guy on the street available who's just left his job. I just thought it was fairly obvious, and a New Yorker, by the way. So it just seemed to make sense that they would do that, and then it turns out no, they just wanted to get rid of Tibbs. They just wanted to pay off his contract. It didn't make it. It just makes them look kind of stumbling and bumbling a little bit here.
The only thing that's surprising to me about the Tom Thibodeau firing is that it happened after a conference finals appearance. I can tell you there's a lot of chatter during the NBA combine about his future being in doubt. I don't want to say anything ill about Tom, because I spent 5 years with him and I have nothing but respect, obviously, for his success and his work ethic, etc. I can't tell you that, you know, if you look at the three stops, there's like a pattern to this. It seems like he's kind of the coach that has a personality that has a shelf life, and not so much with players, but just with kind of the impact he has on an organization. And that, you know, played out publicly here with his cold war between John Paxson and Gar Foreman. I can't speak, you know, too intimately about the Knicks situation, because I'm not covering it on a daily basis. But that's my sense from afar, and from some of the things that I've heard and been told about the situation. There's no denying his work ethic. There's no denying he's going to max out your team's success. There's no denying how much success he's achieved. But again, if you look at the pattern, it's pretty well established now. And that's not to speak ill on Tom. He's going to get another job in the NBA. He's a great coach. No one works harder than him. But that the only part that was surprising to me was that it happened after a conference finals appearance.
Casey, with 2 weeks until the draft, it is rumor season, and you hear all of them. I'm curious what your favorite one is lately. And does the R.J. Barrett kind of speculation do anything for you? Do you think that he's a guy the Bulls would be interested in, because that would have to be part of a larger deal? I don't know where this is headed as they hold on to the 12th pick, and would they be moving up? Would they be moving back? I'm not quite sure. What are you hearing, and what do you think?
I think, you know, a lot can happen, obviously, but I think that the Arturis Karnišvis that I heard at the end of the season is one who's prepared to add a 12th pick and focus on internal improvement and re-sign Josh Giddey and kind of move forward from there. I mean, I don't get the sense that the Bulls are in a big splash market this offseason. I could be wrong, and something could materialize that will prove me wrong, but as of right now, that's what the kind of the guys that I'm working under is. I just feel like that's what they're doing. They're going to try to do this slow, they're going to try to do this right, and they're going to try to do it with draft capital, because they tried the other option where they cashed in draft capital and did quick fixes, and it worked for a little bit, and then it didn't, and then they are finally recovering from that. So that's my sense. Again, things can change, but that's how I'm operating as we move closer to the draft.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating to look at it and what their opportunities are and who they take. I saw ESPN had another mock draft where they haven't taken a point guard, and it's just always interesting when you see sort of the redundancy sometimes at different positions. They have a lot of guards. I don't even know if they've made their mind up. Is it possible that you could move up in the draft by trading somebody? I mean, how? And I don't know how far that move would be, but are there teams that are locking in on players, or are there a lot of uncertainty as to what different teams might be willing to take in terms of moving down?
Yeah, my sense on the draft is I've heard, you know, from people I talked to that there's tiers to this draft, like all drafts, and like after the top four, it you know, goes from five to maybe eight, and then it drops off again after eight. So I don't really get the sense that there'd be a lot of opportunity to move up, because I think once it gets past eight, it's pretty interchangeable, and it's kind of beauty in the eye of the beholder. You know, as far as the guard situation, I've reported this before. They are not really going to get hung up on position. They are going to operate under best talent available. That said, they clearly would prefer to draft a front court player. They understand the imbalance of the roster. And I do think there'll be a good front court player available there. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But I'd expect them to be adding a front court player on the night of the June draft.
Casey, what, if anything, has surprised you so far about the NBA Finals?
Nothing. You know, our guy Cam Smith and myself on our podcast talked about how people were kind of sleeping on Indiana and this would be a competitive series. We did both take Oklahoma City, so I think if Indiana wins, I might be a little surprised. But I thought this was going to be a very, very tough series. I do think maybe the amount of turnovers SGA had last night kind of jumps out at me.
Yeah.
I mean, the pressure that Indiana plays with is just relentless. And really both teams, but obviously, Indiana had their will last night. There was a play, it might have been subtle, but to me it says a lot about who the Pacers are, where Obi Toppin had this emphatic tip slam last night, and like Nesmith is like right there and like doesn't even like acknowledge it or celebrate. He just like immediately sprints to the baseline to pick the guy up full court. It's like they just keep coming at you. And I know Oklahoma City plays the same way, and that's why I think I knew this was going to be a great series, but man, they just Kevin Herter's tweeted about it a couple times during the playoffs about just how insane like the Pacers play for 48 minutes, the pace at which they play. It's impressive to watch, and I've always said Rick Carlisle to me is one of the long overlooked great coaches in this league. I know he has a championship, I know he's had accolades, but I don't think he quite frankly gets enough credit, and his ability to adapt to his personnel is really impressive. So it's been a fun series. I've enjoyed every game, every second of it.
The ratings aren't great. There has not been I think the first game was like the lowest rated final game in a long time. And I understand why that is, but I think it's been really good and really compelling stuff. And now that OKC kind of has their backs to the wall a little bit. They've been in this situation before. I think it's going to get even better. I mean, it's just been – he's a really good coach, and they got so much off their bench yesterday. I don't think I expected that.
Yeah, I mean, Toppin was great, Mathurin. I've always been a huge Mathurin fan. I mean, that's a guy who used to be a starter, and I think he's only going to get better. So, you know, you heard the argument, guys, going in, two small markets, lack of star power or whatever. I don't see it, man. those are two great teams, obviously the two best teams in basketball this season. SGA's, you know, MVP, Halliburton's a lead star, Siakam's a bona fide star to me. So, I mean, I just like watching great basketball, and that's what we're seeing in this series.
Speaking of star power, we're having the annual conversation about who's interested in trading for Kevin Durant. The list of names was somewhat familiar, as Shams reported yesterday. I don't think the Bulls would be on the list of teams that have not been mentioned yet. Do they even have that conversation? Because it's something that probably fans and media discuss, but will they internally talk about it?
I mean, I think you obviously, there was somebody who said every team in the league called the Bucks on Giannis, even though he's not available yet. I mean, I think that's what GMs do. They pick up the phone and they talk to each other about trade possibilities. That said, there's no pathway to a Kevin Durant trade. And again, that's just not the sense I'm getting from the Bulls about how they're going to be team building right now. That's just not their approach. So it's fun to talk about and speculate, but it's not really grounded in much reality.
There's an RJ Barrett rumor out there. Does that do anything for you?
Yeah, you guys have said that twice now, and I, to be honest, that's the first time hearing of it. So that's how much
it's just out there.
Me.
Yeah, noise.
You know, yeah. I don't. Again, I could be wrong, but I don't get the sense the Bulls are going to be making a big trade this offseason.
Right. Yeah. That's too bad. I mean, you like something different, but you have shattered dreams before with us.
But your podcast is very good, Casey. You and Cam do a terrific job.
But you're also spot on. You know, you told us before that news conference exactly what would be said, and I remember thinking, well, they can't say that. And they said exactly
what
you
said. Exactly that.
So there you go.
I'm just a messenger, boys.
Do a good job. Thanks,
you're
Casey.
The best. Thanks, Casey.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good day.
That is Casey Johnson. See, does
I feel
a great
much
job.
More grounded now.
Yeah.
My feet are squarely on the ground.
Right.
And, you know, brace yourself, Bulls fans.
All right. We shall return, and we will be back directly. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world.
Welcome back, Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Yeah, Charles Barkley, a lot of people agree with you. The Knicks might be just that. Casey Johnson put some perspective, added some common sense to the conversation about what the Knicks will do next and why they might be interested in Billy Donovan. Didn't shut the door entirely, said they might come back to it. I doubt they do. Knicks got to go now. They got to continue to...
The Knicks got to go.
Think big.
He's right. There's nothing wrong with wanting to talk to everyone, but the fact that it gets out just makes them look kind of goofy.
Yeah, I think it does. It's a bad look. It appears that the longer this goes on, firing Tom Thibodeau was an impulsive reaction to falling short in the Eastern Conference Finals. Let me repeat that. The Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Where the Knicks have not been in 25 years. So back-to-back 50 victory seasons. But Casey also was right. And that's why it's always good to talk to him, because it is somewhat of a dose of sobering reality. Tom Thibodeau can wear people down.
Oh, God,
And organizations, I think, do have what would be like a toll taken on them by the Tom Thibodeau experience. You're going to win, but you're going to feel like you understand. You're going to feel the effects of that winning throughout the organization.
Yes, you're going to win, but everyone is kind of held hostage in a way. You feel like you just feel tired from the way that you feel beat up over it. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, as long as the players are okay with it, I don't really care what management thinks of it. But, clearly there was a disagreement of some kind as to whether or not he was playing guys too many minutes.
Yes. Well, that is par for the course, as they say.
That's exactly right.
And it would be the third example in three stops that Tom Thibodeau has encountered such a thing. In Chicago to begin with. Remember, everyone was the Minutes Police. Did you have your badge? You still have your badge from being a member of the Minutes Police? I think I do.
Yeah.
And so he went to Minnesota. Same idea, same issue. And then New York. It was less of an issue in New York because they won in a way that they hadn't won in years. But in the end, when you lose and you go out that way and you don't use your bench, the criticism will come.
We've talked about the value of managers and how statistically one or two wins is the way that managers are viewed. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some guys that seem to be better than that and seem to count more for that. What about basketball coaches?
It's an interesting year to ask that question, especially now, this week.
Yeah.
Look at the Indiana Pacers.
Well, they've got the advantage in that department.
They do. Rick Carlisle is a big reason. If you're listing reasons why the Indiana Pacers are two victories away from celebrating an NBA title, Rick Carlisle is near the top. What are you laughing at?
I'm smiling to myself that they are two games
wins.
Away.
Yeah,
they could win two more games.
Don't
and
get
be
too
the
confident.
Champions.
Don't get overconfident.
I'm not overconfident. I don't think they're gonna, but I do think that's extraordinary.
You still think they're not gonna? After last night, last night swayed me a little bit.
Last night would sway you, but the bottom line is Oklahoma City has to protect the basketball. Had they done that, they're good enough to win. The problem is, who's their number two? You got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Chet Holmgren at 20.
He's a bet.
He's shaky.
Jamal Williams, what kind of game did he have? He's supposedly their number two. I'm just saying, I didn't feel...
They've got depth.
Well, they are not a bad team, but I don't know that there's any singular player like SGA on the floor.
No, I think you're right. They were outscored in terms of their bench 49-18 last night, so a lot of guys did not step up. SGA is capable of taking over the game and taking over the series, frankly.
Yep.
And Oklahoma City is deep and talented and has all the things that made them a 68 victory team during the regular season. But, wins. Like the t-shirts say, but this is Indiana.
Yeah, I know. And I know you keep leaning on that.
What's wrong with leaning on that?
There's nothing wrong with
They're leaning on that all the way to the NBA Finals.
And you're right that in terms of OKC being a young team, being an inexperienced team, that perhaps you've got more possibility with some of these guys on one side than the other. Mm-hmm. But I would say at some point, if you are the 68-win team with the MVP on your side, yeah, that should count.
It should count. Can you keep talking, by the way?
Oh, you are digging in.
I want to dig in here.
Wildfire.
We have a treat here.
Our dear friends, yes, at Wildfire, they have brought your favorite seasonal fruit pie, available for the month of June. Our favorite fruit pie available for the month of June.
Oh,
it's made
goodness.
With local fruit and an oak streusel topping. It would be a great pie to bring home for Father's Day celebration.
Yes.
And it's available at Chicago, Oak Brook, Lincolnshire, Schaumburg, and Glenview Wildfire locations. You can get it anywhere. It just looks sensational. Watching you eat it is making me bite through my
lower lip.
Thank
you very much for reading that. Because
yes,
that was fantastic, yeah. And I have still half of a piece left, and there's an entire pie
and
outside
the studio. And you just started eating it. It's the strawberry.
Just wait, Brandon and I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
The strawberry rhubarb streusel pie.
But see,
are you kidding me?
That's not your guy's favorite. It's my favorite.
It is David's favorite pie ever.
And I hope my mom is not watching or listening, because I had to say this last year, and it remains true. This is better than my mom's strawberry rhubarb pie.
I had a cousin, I think I told you this before, that used to, when I was a kid, he would always use the term rhubarb. Everything, you know, that's rhubarb. Whenever I see this pie, I think, oh, that's the strawberry rhubarb.
Yes, well, thank you to the fine folks at Wildfire.
Love it.
Because
thank
this
you,
is
guys.
Delicious, and it's a tremendous gesture, and we really appreciate it.
Yes.
And, Mom, yours is close. Very, very close.
And it's not just for breakfast anymore.
It's not just for breakfast anymore. I had breakfast. This is a nice mid-morning snack.
It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.